The first week back for an instrumental teacher after a long break can be, shall we say, curious, surprising, edifying. No, make that terrifying. A break from your instrument can be a wonderful thing. All work and no play definitely makes Jack and Jackie dull musicians. So, in their last lesson of the year, I always give my students, no matter their age, the advice to take a short break. Note, I said short. A couple of weeks should do it. Less if you're an adult, because our fingers fall off if we don't use them. When lessons begin again, I feel like an archaeologist, large hat on head and searchlight in hand, trawling through rooms and finding articles which have not been used in centuries, even millennia. Instruments appear from darkened corners, cobwebs which would put Miss Havisham's cleaner to shame covering their unopened cases, and, out of the cases, like spectres from a sepulchre, come cellos thinned by lack of nourishment, gaunt violas, and violins which appear to have died over the summer. At least, their strings did. As I sit and tune these abandoned instruments and try to breathe some life back into them, I hear tales of holidays and tree climbing and swimming and Mum trying some experimental cooking, which no one liked, and Dad trying to make a hamster shed, but it falling down around the hamsters after a day and nearly killing them, and their big brother being really annoying, but not as much as their big sister, who didn't come out of her room for 2 months. And then I come to the inevitable question. So, Jack, when was the last time you played your cello? At this point, the students' feet begin to shift furiously from side to side, in time with their eyes. Said eyes take on a glaze, which I remember myself from trying to do simple arithmetic, but which could also be mistaken for them looking far back into distant history. It turns out they are. When was the last time I played my cello? Now, let me think. It might have been the end-of-year concert. Note the softening of the blow with the phrase, I think, and it might have been. As if there could be some doubt. Yes, they could have been playing their cello every day for the last 7 weeks, but they just can't quite remember. So to be on the safe side, they'll please their dear cello teacher with an ambiguous statement of no practice whatsoever. Interesting choice. And when I raise my eyebrows to Jack, this dear boy whose cello is miraculously, after 7 weeks alone, perfectly in tune, which makes me wonder whether he went ahead with his threat of supergluing the pegs, Jack comes with the irrefutable return. But you said, take a break! Welcome back. It's time to play again.